we had bucketing rain yesterday, we've got half good sun today, but the rain is going to come back. And the rivets are pinging out of the budget and out of the schedule and out of the people. But it's raining.
The American star Andy McDowell, playing the part of Carrie, seemed a bit bemused by it all.
British weather is crazy. I mean, you know, it's cold one day and hot the next.
Background action.
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 Oh, gosh. I got two scripts at the same time. I got Bad Girls and Four Weddings. And I had a business manager at the time, and he knew about the two offers and what the two offers were. And I chose to do Four Weddings. And he called me up and he said, what are you doing? How can you not take this other job? Because it was a very valuable, you know, I was going to make a lot of money. And I told him, I said, well, Four Weddings and a Funeral is the best script I've ever read. And it's going to be enormous. And I know it. It's brilliant. You can look at the two. If you look at Bad Girls and Four Weddings, nobody remembers Bad Girls. At least, well, a few people. A few people remember Bad Girls. But everyone remembers Four Weddings and a Funeral. It's still a beautiful movie. Richard Curtis has it's like you see someone who paints a certain way or you have writers that write a certain way. And Richard's just has, you know, he has a great sense of humor, very intelligent sense of humor. I loved all the Blackadder stuff from, you know, going way back. He's very bright. And the characters were extremely well developed, and it was charming. And the dialogue was honest and real, except, you know, just better than real life. It was how we wish we would be, wish we would speak. We wish we could all come up with that kind of humor and kindness and, you know, the gentleness and everything that, you know, his writing is just how you wish the world was, how you wish everything looked like that. We wished all you had all those friends. I wish your life was like that. That's the way. It's just beautiful. We all knew we were working on something special. And it was not like working. It wasn't like going to work, because it was a pleasure. Every day that I was there, it was just fun.
Okay, 7. 8, unfortunately. It's quite a shock. 9, against a fence. Very uncomfortable. Don't try it.
I won't.
10. Oh, he's gorgeous. Just heaven. Just, oh, he was wonderful.
I hate him.
Hugh is so much like the character. He's very charming. He's witty. He's funny. He's really fun to look at. You know, he's a really good-looking man. He has great hair. What can you say? He does. He has cute everything. Everything about him is charming. The way he looks, the way he walks, the way he moves, the way he talks, the way he makes you feel. The most important is how he makes you feel. How it delivers his lines. I mean, he does it in real life, too. I mean, it always makes me smile, makes me laugh. He's extremely charming. It was easy to work with him. But he was, you know, like kind of like the character driving around in a broken down car and scuffling in late. And I remember him saying he wanted to have a car that made that good sound when you shut the door. And he didn't want to drive around in a tin can anymore. And I just remember thinking after the movie was hugely successful, I was like, I bet you he has a nice car now.
No, I was standing there in the church, and for the first time in my whole life, I realized I totally and utterly loved one person. And it wasn't the person standing next to me in the veil, it's the person standing opposite me now, in the rain.
Is it still raining? I hadn't noticed.
I think they like to make fun of me that mostly because I'm American. I don't know, I guess I'm the only American in the movie, and I think I get tortured because of that. But I've watched it. I don't have a problem with it. And, you know, Richard thought it was a good line. I don't see any I thought it was dear and sweet. The sentiment of it is that, you know, she just is so happy to be with him. It doesn't matter what's happening. She's just happy to be with him. But whatever. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with the line. Richard wrote it, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But whatever, you know. I can tell you this, it's snowing here right now, and I'm very sure of it because I've got like 5 feet of it up near my ranch.